You are getting ready to listen to the voice of Dr. Roddy Ferguson,
2004 Olympian,
four-time national judo champion, Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt, author, speaker, and coach.
I played sports all my life. I've won, I've lost. I've won championships, I've lost championships. I've cried in the locker room. I've cheered in the locker room. I've pouted when I didn't get my way. I was happy when I did. I developed as an athlete. I developed into a coach. I learned how to become a mentor and a good friend. The one thing that I've seen through my lifetime through athletics, through my lifetime through academics, through the undergrad degree, through the master's degree, through the doctorate degree is that, man, people are so quick to quit. People quit. They give up way too early. They give up right when they're getting ready to make it. They give up right when things get tough. They give up right at that moment, that apex moment where they're getting ready to be exactly who they need to be, and they give up and they quit, and they quit because it's uncomfortable, it doesn't feel good, it doesn't feel like it should be right, they don't think it should be this hard. Stop confusing difficulty with toxicity. Man, there are times in your life where you have to deal with difficult people, you have to deal with difficult situations, you have to deal with things that are just, and they're just really, really hard. And you cannot use the excuse that something is toxic in order to leave. Are there times when you should walk away? Yes, there are times when you should walk away. But if you get used to walking away from everything that is difficult, you will never build up the perseverance to go through the things that you need to go through that are hard. You cannot walk away and run away and leave everything that doesn't feel good for you at the time. Otherwise, you're going to walk around the world being the hedonist, just doing good, what feels good for you at the time. And there are people who live their lives like that. There are. They are not at the top of the mountaintop when it comes to their area or their career. They are not, because it doesn't work like that. Because to get to the top requires an amount of climbing and clawing that you just probably couldn't understand unless you crawled and climbed and clawed like that in your life. Man, stop quitting. Stop running away from things. Learn how to be a firefighter in life. Sometimes you have to run into the fire to get the thing that you need that is inside of the fiery situation. Yes, it will hurt. Yes, it will feel like it's burning. Yes, your insides and your outsides will feel like they're on fire. Yes, you will have some trauma from the experience. And yes, you will get what you need from it. I remember my mom saying this. She says, what is up with all of you people now talking about trauma? She says, everybody has trauma in their lives. Everybody is traumatized. She said, it is impossible to grow without trauma. She said, when you were birthed, it was a traumatic situation. There was trauma there for me, but I cannot birth you without the trauma. All of you young people are running from trauma. She said, you cannot run from trauma. She said, trauma and pain will traumatize you, but those are the things that are necessary in order to make you who you are. You cannot birth your situation without trauma. Every piece of trauma is not toxic. Every piece of trauma is not bad for you. Sometimes you will have to be traumatized in order for you to be memorialized. Sometimes you're going to have to be traumatized to be memorialized. If you want to be a Hall of Famer, if you want to be at the top of your field, if you want to be the person that people come back and talk about years and years and years later, man, you might have to be traumatized in order to be memorialized. Look at Michael Jordan and his teammates, they will be memorialized forever. They were traumatized by Michael Jordan. They were traumatized by the games that they played when they were in the NBA. They will be memorialized forever as one of the greatest teams ever. Why? Because they went through the situation that seemed like it was toxic at the time. They went through a situation that was traumatic at the time. They went through a difficult situation for a long period of time. They walked into the fire to get what they needed, and they came out with the gold. Some of you are just too soft. Some of you run when stuff gets difficult because you think the next corner or the next block or the next avenue in life is going to be easier than the one that you're on now. It will not. There's no way to get to your destination by an easy street. It is not possible. There will be an uphill climb, and you will need to make it. Stop quitting for your sake, not mine.